Social Development Minister Lindi Wezulu has announced a raft of amendments aimed at improving government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic in the country. And this includes the recruitment of over 1,000 additional social workers across all 9 provinces and the reinstatement of temporary disability grants until the end of October. The minister was addressing the media earlier today. Let's speak to Paseka Letsatsi, who is the spokesperson for SASSA. Paseka, good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Clement, and good afternoon to the listeners as well.
All right, let's start with an update on that 350 Rand special unemployment grant. Lots of questions still on that. The application system has opened from today.
The application opened today, but remember there are multiple platforms where one can access the grant. You can either use the WhatsApp platform, you can use the USSD code, you can use our email, you can use our website as well. So people have got all other platforms to go through and apply for this SRD COVID-19 fund.
Mm. And you've provided clarity on who qualifies for that fund. Just speak to us about that so people can understand whether they are in a position to apply for that special fund or not.
What we have observed, Clement, is that over the past 2-3 weeks, I think 2 weeks, when we were trying to demonstrate, when we were trying to check if these particular lines can be able to take huge numbers of people, about 60% of people who applied, unfortunately, are those who don't qualify. Like, for an example, if you are a beneficiary of social grant currently, you cannot apply again. The system will kick you out. We have people who have access, who get UIF, who applied, and the system kicked them out. We have people who are getting actually financial assistance somewhere, who applied, and then the system kicked them out. So this is basically for people who do not have anything to get, so that when you apply, we are able to check in the system, we are able to check with other government departments, and is able to tell us exactly what kind of position a person is applying. Mm-hmm. So we are just appealing to our people that please give other people a chance, because you are clogging the system unnecessarily.
In fact, I'm getting a lot of SMSs here on 31702 and on our WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Someone here says, I've been trying on many occasions to apply, but I failed. That's an SMS. And then on WhatsApp, somebody says, that app portal for social relief grant is not working. And then somebody else also says, but all those 350 Rand platforms don't respond or work. Are you maybe suggesting that these are the people that don't qualify for the fund and that's why the system kicks them out? Or could there be glitches with the system?
Not necessarily. I think all other platforms are fine, Clement. The only problem was with the WhatsApp. I know that after the minister made an announcement, there might have been a flood of applications, but our IT guys then had a discussions with the WhatsApp administrator, and I think they were working on it. They are going to give us an update now at 5:30. We are meeting so that they can be able to tell us what is happening. But all other platforms, as we speak, are working quite well. But the other problem which we have identified is that the person will apply using the email, will apply using the WhatsApp, will use all other platforms to apply. And it picks you up that in other platforms you applied. But unfortunately, you are also causing unnecessary administrative burden for an organization if you apply using all other platforms. But we are going to get an update now at 5:30, Clement, which
Mm. Oh, Pasek, I'm going to ask you to please move around because your line is breaking there. But I think, as you can imagine, a lot of people are desperate for this relief fund, and that's why a lot of them will try almost all at those systems that are in place. To avoid that double and, I suppose, repeated applications, how can people be assured that their application has gone through? Is there a message that you send out once you have registered an application and it's valid?
When you go through the application, there are processes because the app will talk to you, but at the end of the application, it will just say thank you for making an application. Application has gone through successfully. However, we'll be in touch with you as an organization. So once you get that particular message, you'll know that you have completed the process and the person can be able to navigate out. But I think that's what we want to appeal to people just right there, Clement, that once you get that particular message, navigate out. Don't visit other platforms to try and push your application through. We understand, Clement, I think, and this is just an appeal we're making to people. We understand the situation which people try find themselves under. We also understand that they will try to use other multiple platforms of channels to make up the application. We are not necessarily saying whatever, but we are saying, we're appealing to them that please make sure that you use one platform. Don't use all of them because you're causing unnecessary problems. But we do understand why a person, when they get frustrated, they will try and move to other platforms.
All right. Let me take some calls on this. Philemon, you are in Tembisa. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi, Clement. How are you?
Sharp Hazard.
Good. I just want to ask, Clement, actually, what are the requirements that they need for this grant? I mean, I'm talking about the documents that we need to submit for us to qualify for this grant, actually. Can you ask the chair what are the requirements?
All right, Philemon, thank you so much for that question. Paseka, did you hear that question by Philemon on the requirements?
I mean, that it would want your ID number, it would want, because remember at the beginning, we were requesting a proof of residence, but we no longer want a proof of residence. We just want your address. You can imagine this morning, the head of the CIO was talking about Hamujaji or so on. We also alive to the fact that there are people who stay in informal settlement and so on. So an address for us is quite enough. We're able to check it with other platforms and so on, but you don't necessarily have to come with a proof of address. Once you have the address, once you have an ID number that you can upload, those are more than enough for us to be able to check with other platforms and process your application.
How are you going to be distributing these funds, Paseka, especially in instances where some people don't have bank accounts?
We when people don't have a bank account, we are going to help them. It's going to work like what you call an SMS mark. Like if an example, I want to give you money and you don't have a bank account, you are able to go to any other bank. You can use an e-wallet or cash send to go and withdraw the money. So it does not mean that you must have a bank account to be able to access your money. You'll be able to get that message again. You can be able to go and withdraw the money like you are using whatever platform, like which you call the money, the e-wallet or cash send or whatsoever that you are able to use to access that money, because you will really get that particular voucher on your phone that you can be able to redeem.
I want to ask about the state of readiness by SASSA. Are you ready to administer this distribution? We've seen the technical glitches that we experienced last week, you know, and they brought into question the department's state of readiness for the distribution of this fund. So are you ready, and do you have, I suppose, enough resources to administer this distribution?
Yes, Clement, I think the glitches which happened 2 weeks ago, or if not a week ago, I think we apologize and we continuously apologize for the inconvenience which was caused. But remember, this was the first time where on top of a child support grant, you have to put a top-up of 300, but you also have to separate the child support grant to a caregiver, because the caregiver is going to get 500. So in the process, there were so many things that we had to do and change and do the top-ups. But we want to say thank you very much to our IT guys, because they worked around the clock to make sure that the system are in place to make sure that people get access to money. We understand, Clement, and we are alive to the fact that there is a desperation out there. And as an organization, what we need to do is to make sure that we use the systems in place to make sure that everybody gets access, because we are in this together and we need to make sure that those who are in need, we are there as an organization to help.
All right. I want to take another call from Lucia in Pretoria. Lucia, you have received a positive response when you applied for this grant.
Oh, yes, I did, Clement. I actually applied for my uncle. We sent the email last week with the all the necessary documents, but there was no answer. So today, after the minister spoke on the television and radio, the USSD number that they're actually giving you, just follow the prompt. I think it's *134*7737, and then if you just follow the prompt, it gives you instruction. You can actually apply for somebody else. It asks you, are you applying for yourself, ID number, you put your names and everything, and then afterwards you get a positive response which says thank you for successfully applying. It actually works. So now we're actually waiting to hear what they're saying.
So you said *134*7737#.
7737# and then you follow the prompt. It's easy. Yeah.
All right, Lucia, thank you so much for that. And maybe some of you that have been struggling can try the *134*7737#. Paseka, there's someone who's just asked a question here. This person says, I'm listed as a worker at SARS and I'm currently unemployed. I reported the situation to the police department, but how do I then apply for this, given that I'm on the database on SARS as employed, but I don't have employment? How does it work in that?
Look, Clement, there will be those particular problems which we experience or encounter as we go forward, but would appeal to our people to make sure that if there are those particular problems, they must be able to resolve them quickly with those government institutions concerned. Because when you apply to us, and you give us an ID, you are able to bounce it with Home Affairs, you are able to check with SARS and so on. But we want to appeal that people, if they have those problems, try to resolve them as quick as possible. Because we depend on other government department or other government agencies to be able to do our job perfectly. You can imagine, Clement, if we are going to dispute everything which Home Affairs gives us. Because whatever that Home Affairs gives us, we take it as authentic, and we are able to process based on what Home Affairs gives us. The same applies when SARS says you are listed, you are employed. We would want to believe that SARS is giving us a proper information. So we are appealing to our people that they must be able to raise it as quick as possible. Once it's resolved, we'll be able to process your application.
Mm. And do you have everyone on the database, Paseka? What about those people, you know, that have not necessarily, I suppose, registered or registered with and receiving social grants, maybe people that have never been employed but are not on your database but are also in desperate need of this grant?
No, Clement, it's not a complicated matter. Like, all that we simply do it's not about a person who's getting the social grant only. We bounce it with various department. They might be getting UIF, for an example. So it will be able to give us that information. But if you are a person which falls within our category, we'll be able to pick it up and we'll be able to help you. And there would definitely be no reason for SASA to deny you access to this COVID-19 SRT if you qualify.
Some people may not have the cell phones, the computers to also send these emails or try send these SMSs. What happens to them? What assistance are you giving those that don't have the necessary digital platforms to access this grant and apply for it?
Well, we have requested our people that if you don't have a cell phone, I'm sure that if I stay with my cousin or I stay with my niece or whoever, I can be able to get access and use that particular gadget to be able to do the application and so on. We are saying it is not only a cell phone. We are saying that if you have access to an email, if you have access to you can use our website, you can use whatever that is available to you. But in case you don't have, you can even try to make a call to our toll-free number so that you are able to. We have tried everything possible, Clement, to avail whatever platform that we have to make sure that we help and assist our people.
And are these social workers that the department has recruited not going to, I suppose, assist in those with those that don't have those resources? Because I hear what you say about you can use any phone, an email, but you know, some people are in desperate situations that those options are not available for them. Are these social workers going to come in there? What role are they going to play, the social workers that the department is recruiting?
The social workers, Clement, remember, are the chair of the Department of Social Development, and currently I'm talking about SASA as an implementing agent, the agency of the department. But I would guess that they would be able to help. But also we have community development workers who would be able to do that. But from communications point of view as well, we will be trying to use whatever platform to our disposal. It will be going to all forms of community media to make sure that we continuously inform our people in terms of what is it that they must be able to do to access us. It does not end today when the minister speaks. However, we are still going to make sure that we amplify, we are going to make sure that we use all these platforms to make sure that we continuously communicate with our people, because at the end of the day, we understand that we need to extend a hand and help our people.
All right, Paseka, thank you so much for your time on Afternoon Drive. Paseka Letsatsi is the spokesperson for SASA.